Tune in on the Impact 103 app.
Welcome to SLWV with myself, Danny Van Billy. I'm alone in the building today. Lady V is not with us, but I am here and I'm promising you that today is going to be a bit of an eye-opening show, you know? Last week, we were talking about the marriage box, what you put in it, how to deal with it, and we really got very good feedback. Now, today, I want to be a little bit controversial, all right? And not for the sake of being controversial, but I want to raise a topic that I can see growing with our generation. Now, for those of you who don't know, a couple of years ago, right, I remember really being young, and my parents came home with this thing called a computer, you know, and there was Windows 98 on it. It was a very limited thing, but you could work on Word, you could type, and you could play games. A lot of us were playing this game called Doom, you know, where you went around shooting things. And immediately, there was pushback from certain groups who really thought, you know, this thing called a computer is the mark of the beast already back then, you know. So what you found was there were people who isolated themselves from the technology. So they didn't get into things like using Microsoft Word or Microsoft Office. Now, if you think of it in today's world, I mean, Microsoft Excel, like what company cannot function, you know, with these different programs that are used, from your PowerPoint to your publishers to your Microsoft Word. You know, I'm just using this one as an example. You know, but today we in a world, there's tablets, there's phones. The very technology we would have called evil a couple of years ago is what you use day to day. And then there's WhatsApp. You're sending messages on a day-to-day basis. A couple of years ago, that could have been considered evil. Now, here comes 2023, or let's say late 2022. These systems get updated and something called ChatGPT comes into the scene. And again, that's our immediate reaction. Now, I took time to just go in and see, are these platforms that Christians can use, or is there a gray line we shouldn't cross? So I want us to have that topic, you know, with the advancement of technology. What can we do as believers, or are we supposed to stay completely out? Well, I'll look forward to hearing from you. 071-364-0376. Let's go.
Bringing you the heart of the music. Impact 103.
You're with Mr. Van Billy. I'm alone today. But I'm never alone because the two are one. So wherever Letitia is, Daddy Van Billy is right there. Yeah, does it work that way? Someone just said, you don't shy away from controversy. Well, I look forward to learning. Have a wonderful day. From Mr. Sandy Saltani. Very lovely gentleman. Thank you, Mr. Saltani. Well, I wanted to have this convo because I've lived a very controversial life. At some point in my life, I just wanted to be a pastor, and that's just what I wanted. And I got saved. I was passionate about it. And the only way I saw getting the gospel out was the pulpit and church. You know, so I was quite amazed when at this point I was in America and I was on a road trip where throughout this road trip, I was really praying about my future and what the Lord wanted from me. And to my shock, he told me to stop what I was studying at that point because I wanted to be a lawyer as well. And then he said to me that he was calling me to media, you know? And I just thought, man, media? Oh, that's unholy, you know? Because my idea of media then is the people I loved on TV, the 50 Cent and the DMX and all these things, you know, the movie stars. I could not possibly see using the media platforms to put the gospel in it. You know, and this makes me think of a time where maybe a certain pastor called Ed Raybert decided that their church needed to have a radio station called Impact Radio. And I'm thinking, what did the people then think? Has this man of God lost his mind? A church cannot own a radio station. I hear where I'm going. And then to make it worse, in my case, not only did God call me for media, and then he reminded me that in high school, I used to love rap. And he said to me, like, you're going to use this as a tool to spread the gospel. You know, I honestly at that point thought I'm losing my mind. I thought, okay, no, there is no way God can use rap music. And remember, this is like 2005, okay? So we're not talking now because you guys, you hear the music now, you know the Lecrae's, so it's making sense for you. But back then, it didn't make sense. And I remember being so afraid that the Holy Spirit led me to this. I had this CD that had lots of sermons on it, maybe over 120 of them. You know, it was an MP3. Remember that? Yes, an MP3. And the Holy Spirit made me scroll until he told me to stop. And when I stopped, it was actually a sermon by a certain pastor whose name I won't mention because you guys canceled him. That's a different story. And he was speaking about the power of music and how music was an endless sermon because it's telling you something over and over. And now later that year, I would start counseling in the high school and I started picking it up. You know, you could hear what children were listening to just from what they were saying. You know, you could pick up, oh, this one's having issues with his mom. He's listening to Eminem, and you'll ask them and then they'll pull it out. So I began to see how music could actually influence how you think and how you see things. And I opened myself up to the Lord using me with music. And the rest is absolute history because we ended up in schools in different countries, you know, really converting children, doing deliverances, and the Lord opening doors to platforms that would otherwise be closed. Where if you told them you're a preacher, they wouldn't invite you. But if you're an artist, you can come. You know, so I learned then that there are areas that we might think are problematic, yet the Lord can use for his glory. Now, me being in that field did not change what generally happens there. You understand? Because you look at the music industry, it's defiled. You know, but the Lord could pull a believer in and use them. Now, this for me is the story of being a Christian. What do I mean by that? Whenever something new is happening, we tend to stay behind. We tend to be skeptical. And a lot of people will bring up the mark of the beast, 666. And I'm not saying that technology might not be a way that the mark of the beast is ushered in. But I'm also saying that scripture also says that the gospel needs to be spread all over the world. And guess what? Technology allows us to do that. So the same thing that others will use in an ungodly way, we can use in a godly way. Now, this is just for the pastors. How many pastors preached that Facebook was evil until the pandemic, when all the churches were on Facebook? I've presented my case. When I come back, we're going to talk about GPTs.
Where hope lives, where you belong. Impact 103.
You're still on SLWV. Someone just said, hello, Danny. I would say that everything new would be branded as the mark. Think of apologetics who make parodies of secular songs to minister. Jan de Wet was reprimanded for playing a guitar instead of an organ in church. Andre, you are opening a can of worms. Because if I tell our modern day church that the guitar was once considered demonic, you'll be shocked, because most churches have different instruments, you know, and this is where we go. Wait, the instrument itself is not necessarily a problem. It's always the spirit behind it, you know. And I think where we're going with where technology is going, we need to be not just aware of what's happening, but we need to be ahead of the curve. Why? Because it's like books, you know. Once upon a time, you needed a physical book, and you could read this book without the person being in the room and hear their thoughts. I mean, think of it. That's a book. A book is hearing someone's thoughts without them being there. It's them explaining it to you without them physically being in your presence. Now, what would happen? We've had times on our planet where certain powers that be refused people access to certain books. And one of those books was the Bible. And it remains to be a controversial book in certain countries. There are countries where Bibles are blocked. Are you hearing me? You know, so when you really open your mind to think, you begin to see that no, these things are just ways that information is transferred or carried from point A to point B. You know, so from generation to generation, we just getting better. You know, so the books have gone from they need to be written and you need to read to now you can listen to the books, you know. And more and more, as we involve ourselves in different technologies, because when I say technology now, you wouldn't think a book is technology. You're thinking, but that's a book. That's old fashioned. But for the people who had the printers, where are my older people? Do you remember us learning how to type at school? We're typewriters. And you know how advanced that was, and a piece of paper it was printed on, you know. And we forget that that was modern technology back then, you know. So right now, with the way things are going, we cannot as believers keep ourselves out, because we have to take advantage, not just you know, for our businesses and all of that, but for the spreading of the gospel, you know, for getting information to places where there are limitations, you know. And it's easier to send a link today and someone downloads a Bible in a country where they're not even allowed to have it than it is, you know, to physically go there with your Bible. Now, I'm not replacing. So don't say, oh, Daddy was saying we need to replace. No, I'm just exposing certain limitations and also certain benefits. Because in the end of the day, you know, we cannot replace the Word of God. But can we package the Word of God in places and areas that would not necessarily have it otherwise? Because I can share with you, I once led someone to the Lord in a country where Christianity is not allowed. I'm not going to mention which country, but I was there at a museum and I pulled out my Bible from my cell phone. And we began to share letter to the Lord, and she got saved.
I'm living, breathing proof that things can change.
You're still with Danny Van Pilly, and we're talking the gospel and technology. And yeah, so far you guys are being quiet on me. WhatsApp me on 071-364-0376. Now, I want to quickly talk about websites. You know, if you don't know, the biggest websites that create and generate the most funds globally are not godly ones. In fact, I'm just going to be mature here. I'm not going to talk about what exactly they are, but they normally content that are not godly, and they get the highest traffic. You know, but if you look at it, you'll see that these guys just were the first to invest and take opportunity when the internet was coming up. You know, when we were saying this is owning a website is ungodly, they were finding ways of capitalizing on it, which they did. You know, so right now, websites, which are now, if you don't know, websites are becoming an ancient thing. You know, a lot of businesses, modern businesses, don't have websites. There's literally no use for them. Okay, certain businesses, I'm saying. Now, if you grew up like me in the 90s and the 2000s, your idea of websites is what I'm about to address right now, because the new thing that is happening is called GPTs. Okay, so when I say GPT, you can hear websites. So if you're older, just hear websites. Okay, the younger people will catch me, you know, because they on it. They understand that there's a new way of programming things, you know, that give you information that are informed by what you program in it, all right? So what does this mean? This means that in future, your company will take this thing called a GPT and you're going to program it. And then when your listeners or your customers come, they'll be able to ask it what your business is about. They'll be able to order, and then you'll still deliver. It's just a new way of communicating. Now, instead of sitting back and just thinking, okay, there's this new vibe happening out there, we as Christians are not going to get involved, I actually took time to understand what is this thing, what are these GPTs, and then and I programmed one, you know, to really experience where and what we can do with them. And I must tell you, the outcome has been quite interesting, you know, because I was looking from the perspective of my field. One of the things, you know, me and my wife do is we counsel people. And, you know, sometimes the biggest hurdle people have is opening up and saying, look, I've been abused. You know, so I thought to myself, what if I programmed a GPT that helps you to pray and actually leads you to finding help, finding a church, finding a group, you know, not necessarily my church or my group, but allowing an individual to break that barrier. You know, because when you want to talk, like I'm someone who was sexually abused as a child, so I know there's a barrier in opening up. You know, so I thought, okay, what if we create a platform that allows you to open up, that will give you scriptures, that will show you, you know, how to start praying privately, and then will lead you to finding fellowship. And you know what? I managed, you know, and it's called SA Healing Grace. So for those of you who are on ChatGPT, I could actually send you this link just so you go and examine it. You know, I want criticism. I want us as believers to go and look and say, hey, look what was done. And to go back and look at what you have been called to do in the body of Christ and see what can we collectively in future begin to do to reach people and send them back to the church. Yeah, because the time of pamphlets are gone. The time of pamphlets are gone. But we can, you know, use different platforms. Now, this is just what I could do with it. And if you are listening as one of our listeners and maybe you've already begun to program GPTs. So older people, just your websites. When I say GPTs, just your websites, okay? If you've started programming them differently for the advancement of the gospel, I want to hear from you. You know, and if you are hearing this for the first time and you're thinking, wow, Danny, I didn't even know what this that this was possible and you've got questions, do send them to 071-364-0376 because we're printing pamphlets differently. We are those preachers who used to stand. Remember the preachers who used to stand on the train preaching every morning? Well, we're finding them in the interwebs now. We are still doing the same thing. Same gospel, different ways. I want to hear from you guys. I want to send you the links. Just check it out. Let's talk. And I want to read your responses. 071-364-0376.
Impact 103. Your hope for today.
You're still on SLWV with myself, Danny Van Billy. Shannon just asked a very important question. Hello, Denning. I'm not great with technology, so I'm trying to understand how ChatGPT will completely replace websites in connections with photos, ECT, because people take in a lot visually. Shannon, okay, I want, maybe the way I can explain it to you is like this, right? When I say GPTs, what you are hearing is ChatGPT, but ChatGPT is just one form of GPT. Okay, now a lot of what these GPTs are, they're just platforms that are pre-programmed to do things faster. All right, so what I did, for example, was in the past, I would have needed to say, get a website, put in different pages so that people can read on different topics, all right? Which is how you understand it. So you're seeing a PDF that needs to go up, different pages people need to scroll through. But now, if you think about your cell phone uses apps, okay? And those apps, you click one button and they are there. And you can interact with the app and it makes things a bit easier for you as the consumer. So a GPT is you now taking the information of your business and creating a program. And now, here's the thing, even creating the program is so easy because you literally talk to it. You talk to it. You tell it, look, I'm putting all this information in you. I want you to use this information in this way. And then if you don't know how to program, there are literally GPTs that teach you how to program. So you open another one, which someone else created, that helps you to program what you need to create the platform your business needs to communicate to your customers. So will websites completely go away? No. But even the website can have a GPT. Now, what do I mean by that? Some of you know now, when you are on, you go on a different, let's say you reach out to a store on WhatsApp. When you reach out, there's an automatic communication that starts between you and a program. Now you thinking they're responding to you, but they're not responding to you. That's a GPT that's already been programmed to know what are the common questions you would ask. So they've already put in answers, and it's only when you reach a certain point that a human being gets involved. You know, so that is how I want you to understand that you're not necessarily going to need someone asking the base, giving the basic responses like, hello, hello, how are you? I'm fine. You know, all of that will be automated. Maybe they'll want a booking, and by the time it reaches a point where they need a booking, if you don't have an automated system, then maybe someone will get talking to them, you know. But GPTs are a new way, an easier way to get things done. Now, when you look at it from a fear perspective, everyone's thinking, yo, but that is going to eliminate jobs. Yeah, you're right. You know, maybe in the past, we needed someone with a blanket in the streets advertising your business. But at some point, we moved it from the blanket to you actually just putting the name of the business on the wall, you know, and then the advertising changed to you sending emails, you know, because yes, you can create your GPT, but how will people find out about it? You know, so we all still have to master how the market is going. And this is where I'm saying we as Christians also now can't wait. We can't say, yo, I'm going to wait to see where this thing goes before I get on board. No, we need to get on board, see the pitfalls, see what is working, begin to push it into the circles, you know, so that we know if the young people are using the GPTs, let's create the GPTs that will appeal to them. Because guess what? The demonic people, the other side, they're already doing that, you know, and they're not going to wait for us to decide whether we think this technology works or not. The technology is already working. So we need to really get on board quickly and allow for the Lord to give us wisdom. You know, all of it is about wisdom. The same godly websites you have, they are ungodly versions of it. But websites in themselves aren't inherently ungodly. I hope that's making sense. I hope I've answered you, Shannon. And then Shannon, you can also use GPTs to create the images that you want, which is another story altogether. So I don't know if I'm making sense. I see more messages. I want to go through them one by one. And yes, those of you who want the links to what we created, which is called SA Healing Grace. So SA Healing Grace. And that's a play on words, because I know on the one hand, that means South Africa, but on the other hand, sexual abuse, healing grace. So we thought, because the young people use that SA word when they don't want to be banned on YouTube and all of that. So I thought, Holy Spirit, let's use that. And so if someone is looking for that in a GPT, they'll find this, and then all the content will be godly. Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, extra, read all about it. You're on SLWV with myself, Danny Vambilly. I'm seeing your messages coming in. Christina says, hi guys, loving the topic, really needed. Please can you send me the links? I will. Good morning, Danny. Okay, this is also someone saying, please share the links. And then, someone just sent something. They asked me to read it out privately. It says, I went through emotional and sexual abuse last year. You sharing and explaining that it is hard to talk about it has really helped me to think differently about it. I appreciate you sharing. I've been so scared as a Christian to not fall into the trap of blaming and taking ownership for my part in the choices I made. And I've been on a healing journey this year, and this is helpful. Thank you. Man, thank you so much for that message. Really encouraging. You know, I think sometimes if you've not been through something, you don't understand the walls that can be there, you know. And I hear a lot of people always saying, hey, you know, why didn't the victims talk? Or why didn't this person speak out? They don't grasp that we all coming from a home and ideas that were told to us, you know, so it becomes difficult to speak out, you know. And this is why for me, naturally, when I was thinking of this technology space, I thought to myself, I'm like, wow, you know, when I went through that, I couldn't speak out. You know, what if I could create a platform that makes it easier, that just deals with those key things at first, you know, and also still sends the person to get human help, you know. But there is a barrier, and thank you for that message, because you highlighting that it's difficult to speak out. So Carmen and Andre and Shannon and Pefu and Modise and Kehilwe, I'm seeing all your different messages that are coming in, and I really want to read all of them. Someone else said, thank you. I will have to familiarize myself with all the new ways of doing things. Just when I think I'm catching up, a new technology emerges. Shannon, you know what's interesting about this? For once, the new technology can actually teach you how to use the new technology, which has been interesting for me, because I've just taken time a bit on YouTube, watched a few things. Then I realized that there's just so much info that you can get trapped in, like, this loop of information. So I told myself, let me just do one thing right and see if it works. And I promise you it's working. Mapefu says, was driving back home and heard you sharing about GPTs. I like this, as you mentioned that we can use it as a tool. I'm a life and mindset coach, and I can use that for expansion of the kingdom. Thank you for sharing. May I have a link, please? Okay, thank you. I will send that to you. Mudise also wants the link. Kihilwe also wants the link. And then someone else, Ricardo, I'm going to check that out. We need to be as believers, we shouldn't make mistakes of the past. You know, the mistake of the past is this. We left TV. You know, we said it was evil. We backed out. Hollywood, you know, a lot of you don't even know the history of it, which was founded by Christians and then taken over because the Christians pull out, ends up becoming this big platform that is now influencing our children. Your children are being influenced by the thing you decided was ungodly when it was just a tool. You know, so with this next wave, you know, automation is the next wave. And we as believers have to get ahead of it. And it's so simple. You know, simply on YouTube, you can go and see the different things that you can do. You know, now, the one I'm sending you, you might think, yo, Danny, you might have been on this for a long time. No, actually, I just decided, you know, in the past, I was watching from a distance. And this time I decided, no, Danny, actually get on board. You know, look at what the possibilities are and use it for the kingdom. And what amazes me is it is easy to do. You know, easy is a relative term, right? So, but it gets easier the more you acquaint yourself with the basics of the function, okay, or the basics of the systems. You know, just understanding that this isn't like, it's not rocket science. It's just machines that are in your phone, you know, the very same things that's in your phones that was already being programmed, and you now have the ability to participate. That's how I see it. And yeah, I want to invite us all to get ahead.
Follow us on our social media platforms at Impact 103.
You're still on SLWV with myself, Danny Van Billy, and we are talking about GPTs and how we can use them. Yeah, so those of you who asked for the links, I'm actually going to send you two different links, because I managed to do two different GPTs. Okay, what does this mean? So I was thinking again, like, what are the two topics that's really on my heart, and I believe believers struggle to get the right information on. And one which I felt was almost taboo in Christian circles was sexual abuse and how to really get help for that. And then the second topic that also I believe was is very taboo in our circles is deliverance. Okay, so what I thought I'll do is the one topic, which is the sexual abuse, I made public. Okay, that one I posted publicly, and it can be shared. Anyone can discover it. Okay, and then the second one, I on deliverance, I made private. Okay, why? Because I thought, okay, this one for now, I just want to share privately with people. Maybe if I get a call, sometimes you'll get calls and someone is like, look, I'm dealing with water spirits and I don't know what they're about and all of that. So I used information from very tried and tested ministries. And these are books that we use, you know, when we're training and when we're doing deliverance on people. And I compiled all that information so that the person can already begin to see, okay, this is what I'm dealing with. Because sometimes we'll tell them, look, start with renunciation prayers, and then when we meet, we can continue the work. So then I thought, okay, cool. We put it together. And, you know, last night we're actually checking it out with one of my co-pastors, and we could see that the information was precise, and, you know, we tried to really ask. And, you know, so I felt that sometimes believers who are dealing with generational curses, you know, they're ashamed. You know, if you go to your church and you say, hey, I think there's this generational curses, I'm not sure. But this GPT, we've already programmed with all the information on what is a generational curse, how do you identify them, you know, and, you know, not as a replacement. You know, obviously prayer cannot be replaced. A computer can't do that. But you go on Google, don't you? You'd go on Google and you'll Google information and you read it. So it's the same thing. But the only difference is this will give you the writing more detailed, and we have pre-decided where the information comes from so that you're not getting info from a corrupt source. And I think that's what I love about GPTs, because you choose the source from which the information flows. And that is the beauty and the danger of it if believers stay out of that space, because now you're going to have ungodly people deciding the source from which information is flowing. Are you hearing me, guys? We cannot leave this area to the enemy. We just cannot. Instead, we as believers need to get in quickly, understand, and then begin to improve on the tech and just use it the right way. Now, there's an element of this where you can use for your businesses, and as you begin to learn about it, you'll see that, you know, there is a lot you can do. But for now, I'm talking specifically, how do we use these platforms for the gospel? Now, we're going to send you two different links. The one is called Deliverance 101. I want you to check it out. I want you to share it with people. You know, let's get feedback. Let's see how to improve it. Let's see, you know, maybe what I'm not seeing. Remember, I'm one person, and yes, I've got a good team around me, and, you know, they really also assisting in us seeing the loopholes and how we as believers can take advantage of these platforms. But there's nothing better, you know, than hearing from the believers, you know. And, you know, if you know young people who would not necessarily go to church with you, send it to them. Send it to them and let's see how long it will take for them to end up in church. These are our new flyers, guys. We're using them. And I'm trusting that from this topic, a lot of you will go back and you'll open yourselves up to learning and seeing what can you do in your ministries, with your platforms. You know, if you're on TikTok, and, you know, because like TikTok is a tool, you know, at some point we would have named it evil, but here we are. So thank you so much, guys. I want to take more questions. 071-364-0376. And then maybe I'll also want to touch on the dangers of these platforms, because we need to know the good and we need to know the bad. Leave it alone.
Tune in on the Impact 103 app.
You're an SOWV with myself, Danny Van Billy, and I'm loving the vibe of the show. Thank you, guys. I see everyone is being positive and, you know, just involved, and, you know, it's so good. Cindy just said, thanks, Danny, for educating me that once again, what the enemy intended for harm, we as his children can use it for good. Please share the links. So I'm going to share those links, Cindy. Thank you, Cindy. You know, coming to have this convo, I did know that I'm opening a different door, you know, and showing us that the enemy loves our fear. You know, he wants us to stay away from things. You know, so he has that head start. He wants the head start. He wants to corrupt everything humans come up with. You know, and it's just so good to see that there is a generation of believers who are willing to say, look, let me first examine it, you know, before I call it evil. You know, and that is the only way I believe we as Christians will continue, you know, to fight the good fight. There's a lot of money being put in place to corrupt our own, to corrupt our children. You know, so you be patient when you get on these things. Don't give up. Don't think it's complex. No. Try to open it. It will ask you, you know, to register. If it opens a new place, just register. Get on the app. Some of you download the app on your phone. It's called ChatGPT. Download it on your phone and start exploring. Use this link we sent you just to see, okay, what's going on there. What are the dangers I see? One of the dangers I see is if the parents and the, you know, we always say parents. I don't think the job is always the parents, you know, the aunties, the uncles, the community. You know, if we as a community don't educate ourselves, then we won't know how to teach our children how to safeguard themselves. Okay, because if you don't know what's wrong, how do you fix it? You know, if you don't know the pitfalls, how do you safeguard your children? Okay, so I want us to understand what's happening. I'll say the same thing with tablets. So there's a generation of children coming up right now who are addicted to tablets, and it's causing a screen addiction. You know, so as a parent, you know, when I was looking at my children, I thought they will not own tablets. You know, they will not own tablets. And then began the fight, because first one of my family members, my sister-in-law, gifted me with a tablet that ended up being with the children. You know, and then my sister, you know, my lovely sister, decided to get both of them tablets for Christmas. You know, and I was just sitting there like, my Lord, you know, what do we do? And the Lord said, instead of running away from the tablets, teach them how to use it productively. Teach them how to have times for it. So we as a family had to create times for the tablets so that our children from a young age understand that these things can be used, but you have to be in control of it. And now, you know what's been interesting? Watching how they know what time to use it, what time to not use it. And we've created consequences. You know, if you try to go over your time, then, you know, there'll be some form of repercussions. Now, the more they've learned, the more they abide by it without us constantly supervising them. And I've been asking myself, I'm like, wow, I wonder what that's going to look like in their adulthood when they already know that these things are available, but you don't have to be enslaved by them. Now, in running away, we're not teaching ourselves how to master these things. And I believe as believers, we are called to understand the problems before they become problems. So you're going to make sure already you start teaching your children, okay, this can be used, but you don't go beyond this. Oh, this is how you can use it for good. Oh, you know, don't be so dependent on this that you stop learning. So for me, I'm hoping this is what comes out of our conversations. I see your messages coming in. Hi, Danny. I'm touched on the topic. Do share links on the GPTs. Would love to learn more. Thank you, Unati. Unati, beautiful. Thank you for sending me that message. Someone else said, I was a slave to fear for a long time, but by God's grace, he exposed it, revealed it, and healed it. Ugh, that's beautiful. I just no longer believe in fear leading the conversation. Wisdom, grace, and the Holy Spirit should lead every conversation that we go into. You'll always find me. Enjoy. We're having very beautiful conversations. We're all learning together. And there's a message that came in that I just thought is very beautiful and something that I need to share with you guys. Why? Because T's and C's always apply. So check this out.
Hey, Danny. Just wanted to contribute to your conversation online. So about ChatGPT, love it. And just very important to understand the T's and C's before you start using it and just pasting information there. Read what you can do on the free version. Read what you can and cannot do, or may and may not do on the paid full versions. Understand what kind of content you may just copy and paste and use. Understand where you need to reference ChatGPT. And understand, you know, I think just as one is going on this journey, so for using technology, love it. Just know what you may or may not do in a way. When you need to give credit to ChatGPT or DALL-E, when you're generating images and those kind of things, just make sure that you know when, if you paste your personal information there, if you're using the free version, understand that it's then public knowledge. It's public use. It belongs to chat. If you're using the paid for version, then you know you have different rights and those kind of things. So I would just say, just make sure you know what is what. Read the T's and C's. Don't be that guy that doesn't read the T's and C's. Yeah, those are my thoughts. Cool, bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Leslie, for that. And you know what? This is it. Everything in life has T's and C's. You know, so I love that we need to go in and understand what we need to say, what we can do, and then also grow in your knowledge. I'm realizing that ignorance is always the most costly currency, you know, because if you don't know, then people will take advantage of you, whether online or offline. You know, it doesn't matter, but that's how human beings are. So it's important as we go into these different platforms, let us learn, let us figure out, okay, what works, what are the rules of engagement, and then let's make the most of it. Let us make the most of it, because we can, you know, we can make the most of it. So it's just so beautiful to have believers having these conversations, because you know, I think there's a time when we couldn't, you know, there's really a time when believers couldn't talk about certain things and it was taboo, you know, but our generation, we can sit down, we can converse and learn and grow. When we use the word AI, I want to share something with you, which I didn't understand, you know, because I think the word AI is used very loosely, you know, and we don't understand that artificial intelligence and automation are literally, they go hand in hand. You know, some people who think they're not exposed to artificial intelligence, but they are using it daily, because a lot of the stuff we're using already parts of it, you know. So you need to not stigmatize the word so much without going and understanding what does it actually mean, what does it look like, you know, because you'll be surprised to figure out how involved you are, especially with your phone. I mean, your phone, and I'm saying this because I've been talking to geeks, you know, and the guys who are really behind their computers, and when they explain it to you, you're like, oh, I've already been using this, you know, when my phone is asking me for certain things, and I'm saying yes, I'm participating, and I didn't know, you know. So I just want it to work for me now. I'm like, okay, you know, we've been using some of these things. It's not very strange. It's just we weren't even aware, you know. You're not even aware that a lot of stuff that you use on a day-to-day are actually artificial intelligence, AI. You know, it's just not worded that way. You know, so you don't think that's what Google is using when it's directing you from point A to point B when you're using Google Maps. Are you hearing me? Like, so we just need to understand that these things are growing, and there's going to always be the next level. So the more we understand, the more we need to protect ourselves, protect our privacy. You know, in the beginning, we all used to just authorize everything. You know, you didn't think about privacy, but as we grow, we start realizing, you know, the more I know, okay, this means this, then I can actually say, okay, I'm not clicking on that. I'm not giving you that permission. Yeah, because I don't know about you. In the past, I didn't think too much of permissions. But, you know, when you understand what cookies actually mean, you're like, yo, that's something that's going to track me for a long time. So I'm not just giving you cookies. I'm not just accepting, you know, the cookies. And these are convos that if we have as Christians, you know, we better prepare ourselves. And we know, okay, once you click on this, this is actually what you're saying. And that AI tracking bot will track you. You know, so, yeah. You're on SLWV with Danny Van Billy. Let's go.
Visit impactradio.co.za.
Mr. Van Billy, about to say goodbye. Man, thank you so much for participating in today's conversation. And I really believe we need more times like this. We need more times just to discuss what's going on around us. You know, whether we talk about it or not, it's happening. But if we can empower ourselves, if we can learn, you know, just the rules of the game, if we can go in, you know, and take a day or an hour daily, just listen to different videos, understand, you know, YouTube can literally teach you anything. YouTube is a good reference point, a good place to start. If you want to learn and see what the young people are doing with these things, go there. Where are we going with the chatbots, the ChatGPTs, and all the other platforms that are there? I've just chosen to speak about one because I want to orientate people. I don't want to mention so many things that you get lost and feel overwhelmed. What we're learning is this information that you get there is not facts, okay? It's programmed. You know, so you need to know to check, to recheck. You know, it's just like when you used Google, you know, you didn't believe everything it said. Same thing you need to do with the bots. Even more, we need to learn that these things are being programmed right now. So the information that's going in is kind of creating a new thing. And we all need to participate so that our influence is also in the algorithm. You know, so when you interacting, when you see bad things, be vocal, you know, so that the programs learn that humans don't want these things, you know. Because I think that's how the world works. The louder person gets the best service. You go to certain areas where people complain, and yeah, you'll get very good services in that area. You go to areas where people accept anything, and you're gonna get bad service. You know, and I think that is how different platforms are governed. You know, they look at who's loud, and I think the world has done a good job, especially the small little groups. You know, they'll be a very small group, but man, they know how to rally. And because they rally so loud, they're given an ear and they influence policies. You get me? So we as Christians need to know, wherever and whatever we do, if we loud enough, we will be heard. You know, we will be heard. So let the parents, uncles, aunties, grandmas, let's get on these different platforms. Let's put pressure on companies like OpenAI, you know, to consider our voice in what they're making, in what they're allowing, you know, so that we don't lose this wave to the enemy. Now, as I close off, I also want to just encourage everyone in the country, let's continue praying for our government. Globally, people have been called into fasting and prayer, and one of the country's names that keep coming up is South Africa. You know, and it's not just now, but it started maybe beginning of the year, where there's been warnings of racial tensions, you know, that could get out of hand. And this happened way before our government stuff, you know, this new marriage that our governments are navigating. So I want to call on all of us as believers to not sleep, to stand in the gap, praying and fasting, that the Lord will heal our nation, you know, because you can see the comments now online. They're so racial and so divided, you know, and we as Christians need to make our voices louder. You know, we need to pray unity. We need to speak unity. We need to go into the darkness and be the light. So when you hear people having negative conversations and saying how things will not work, you speak light, because we need you, and we're going to get what we are declaring. Now, if we're declaring doom over our lives, we're going to eat the fruits of doom. You know, so there's a lot of warning and a lot of calling for believers in South Africa. So I know a couple of countries have been called into prayer. Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Uganda, and America. Those are the five countries I know for sure that keep coming up. So let's keep praying for our countries. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, everyone who participated. I love you guys. Au revoir.
This is Music to Live By on Impact 103.